Yeah, morning, Victor Alpha 7 Lima Echo Tango, mobile.
Good morning, Victor Alpha 7 Lima Echo Tango. This is Victor Alpha 7 Fox Echo Sierra. I am just going northbound through the tunnel.
Oh, right on. I am heading just towards the tunnel. What the heck? But, yeah, no, the day is good. So far, no complaints. At least the roads are looking a lot more passable than yesterday.
No, traffic's actually moving pretty good right now. I'm quite impressed. I am just coming through the first concrete structure in that. I'll be on the other side for drone 7.
You got it. VA 7 LET monitoring.
Good morning, everyone. Drive safely, V7R.
Good morning, OR. You two, just take it easy. No driving for you, just take it easy. 7-3.
I'm fighting with my British Columbia flag most of the morning. But she held up. But boy, it was pretty windy. I hope it's a better day today. I hear we're going to get more this afternoon. Have a good one.
You too, 7-3.
Victor Alpha 7 Fox Echo Sierra. I am back again.
That was quick.
Yeah, traffic's moving really good.
Maybe I'll catch up to you then. No, just kidding.
I was looking at all the construction that's been going on, especially on the Houston side. How they widened that overpass that I don't remember them taking down that other the original overpass. Look at it now, it's all brand new.
Yeah, no, that came out right after they got the second side open. When they moved everybody over to the new side, they took out the old one right away. That's why we had some of those overnight closures.
Yeah, I know the overnight closures were happening because they're putting the concrete structure across the road, and that they didn't want anybody to kind of get squished if something were to happen, which actually made sense. But I just thought, that looks pretty, and then all of a sudden I happened to look up and go, where'd the bridge go?
Yep, they did it well. It was like, that was when they had the 3 weekends, I think it was, in a row, where it was closed, 2 or 3 weekends. Yeah, one of them was taking out the old bridge. So it came out pretty well. So yeah, it's nice. That's all been replaced, and next, let's see what they can do with the tube.
That looks like they might be opening. Hopefully, they'll be opening up that East Street exit again on the Ladner side. I have to go all the way down to the old fire hall and back again. It's a real pain. I took a peek on the other side. They see that the gates are open, so I'll be running through the farm gates. On these loads net, so I don't have to go all the way down there.
Yeah, I think that construction is supposed to be finished for this weekend, I think. No, the 15th. 15th, I think.
Yeah. And I still don't know what they're doing with the other side there. I mean, they got the roundabout on the other side and that, so it's going to be interesting to see how that's going to go. Are they going to be moving, splitting the entire 99 completely apart, or what are they doing with it?
I'm still trying to figure that out, too. From what I can gather, yeah, there's going to be from where Ladner Trunk, from the Timmies down there, from what I can gather, it's going to be another road coming straight up the roundabout there and then an overpass to get over the freeway.
I wonder if they're going to be diverting all commercial vehicles then away from there. Honestly, I still think they should have put a right off the overpass on the perimeter road. They should put an exit. You can't get down on the exit off the dump site, and so we can't get on. So we have to go all the way all the way down to the fire hall, the old fire hall, turn at the Tim Hortons, turn around, and come all the way back, then go do the loop, and then so we can get back on the perimeter road again.
Yeah, it's kind of a pain trying to get there. And a few times I've gone, oh, went the wrong way, and it's like, okay, so you got to go all the way back around, and that. Yeah, it's definitely not convenient right now, and making that better in the big picture, I hope. Fingers crossed. Let's see what they do.
Yeah, is the roundabouts that they put in down on the ladder side, that actually makes sense, because you see, okay, now you go around the roundabout, you come in off, you got the 80th, and you got and they looped it right around, so you can either go right down ladder trunk, or you go straight, and you can go around the roundabout, or if you want to exit onto there, there's an exit onto the 99 there and that. So, I mean, that was really well thought out.
Yeah, well, hopefully the same minds went into the rest of the project, and it all makes sense in the big picture. I'll have to wait until they actually make it visible and make it get near finished.
Did they say when the completion date's going to be on that?
The first side I thought was, like I said, the 15th. I don't know what the other side is. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's going to be the new year.
Okay. On a brighter note, a buddy of mine came over last night, and he got the same radio that I got. The only difference is he got the English version, got the Chinese version. So I'm looking at it kind of going, let's just check everything out and make sure it's all still the same radio and that, right? So we downloaded the program off my radio, put it onto his radio, and he's got the names, everything. Everything popped up on his, so everything works on his, and I went, So I was talking to Zestone, and then he said, yeah, you got the Chinese version, you got the English version. I'm like, great. Is that why it took me 2.5 hours to switch it over to the English version?
Ah, the fun sometimes of buying things overseas.
Yeah, it was just kind of, if you're going to say, if you got them and says, this is like the Chinese version, or this is the English version, that right? It's been nice to be able to pick in that, right? So just back and forth with them right now saying, hey, do you guys have a patch for this, or is there a way that we can, it's the same radio, right? Put the English version in on it or what, right? So I'm just back and forth with them right now. Just trying to figure out why they didn't just turn around and say, okay, you know what, this is great for both. They both do exactly the same, and away you go.
I can understand. Yeah, I don't know why they would be that different, but just like European versus Japanese versus North American versions of even Yaesu ICOM and Kenwood, they're different, and there's some legal reason for it. And I know some of it is when they type certify them, some countries require extra features, so they have to do that. But with the Zastone, I don't think it was type certified in a few places.
Yeah, it is. I can go on and get the you can go right online. You can see the certifications for it that they have. You can print it off and keep it with you. And the only real difference is between his and mine is he's got an APRS spot on his. Mine doesn't. And his displays the name, and mine doesn't. I have a little cheat sheet with me.
Interesting. Yeah, just getting to the tunnel here, and yeah, traffic is really slowing down right now.
Oh, you'll be flying through there. I mean, I'm already across the Knight Street Bridge and heading down on Marine Drive right now. So yeah, it's traffic is beautiful right now. I got no complaints.
Yeah, I'm just past the 17A, and we're down to 30 clicks to get to the tunnel. So we'll see what happens. So we're speeding up a bit, but it's bumper to bumper from here into the tube, and it's like, what?
Oh, there's no reason for it. I mean, traffic on the other side, it was clear.